Today's podcast is brought to you by Dell Expert Network. Cyber attacks can destroy businesses, and when data is the driver behind the success of your business, there's nothing more important or worth protecting. Protecting the organization starts with protecting the data, and no one knows this better than Dell Technologies. Join the Dell Expert Network now at www.dell.com/expert network to learn more about how Dell Technologies is partnering with MSPs to offer their broad array of security solutions.
This episode is brought to you by VARC Solutions, an elite-level Intuit QuickBooks solution provider. VARC's partner program helps MSPs add QuickBooks products and services to your line card. There's no fee to join and no sales quotas. VARC handles everything with pricing and order support and escalated expert QuickBooks support. Visit varcsolutions.com/partners for more information.
You're entering the MSP Zone, a podcast for the managed services community, covering news, analysis, and interviews from around the globe. Elevate your MSP game by staying in the MSP Zone. And now, your host, Charles Weaver.
Stop upselling managed security. Now, some of you may be like, what the heck are you talking about? We lead with security. Why would we stop upselling the security? Well, it's a perspective thing, and we'll cover what I mean by that in a moment, but you're entering the MSP Zone. We're going to talk about managed services tactics, techniques, best practices, everything managed services. That's what we do. It's what we've been doing for 22 years, and we're going to continue doing that until we stop. Before we get into today's topic, I did want to make a quick comment. We had an MSP Alliance networking dinner last week in Raleigh, North Carolina, and we used to do a ton of these all over the world before the pandemic, and this is the first one we've done since 2020, and it was really good. For those of you that don't know, we started doing these maybe 10 years ago. It could be longer. And we would go to different cities throughout the world, literally throughout the world, and we would have local members, mostly members, but non-member MSPs, but mostly exclusively MSPs, would get together. A small kind of intimate, dining experience, and just talk, just network. And the unique thing is, and what is so impactful about these things is that unlike reactive, VARs who are highly competitive, they really don't like to talk or network with one another. MSPs, actually do. When you get them together in the same room, even though they're talking about, they work in the same industry, they almost always, in the end, they realize, wow, I have a lot more in common with my people I thought were competitive to me. There's a lot more we could be doing. There's a lot of areas that we don't focus on, right? We don't overlap. And I think that they like what I heard from last week's dinner was, A, it's good to be back. It's just good to be back in networking face-to-face again. And number two, that they actually did realize quite quickly that there's a lot more that they could be doing together, and there's a lot more benefit to them working collaboratively. And when I say working collaboratively, I don't mean like they're working on projects necessarily, although I think that always comes up. I'm talking about just having an open dialogue. That is for real MSPs. That is one of the biggest benefits of these networking dinners, and not just the dinners, but MSP World and what we've been about for 22 years, which is bringing MSPs together to collaborate, to learn from one another. That's what MSP Alliance has always been about. And MSPs just like it. And so it was a great opportunity to see some old friends, meet some new members. And we're, I'll tell you, we're already planning the next batch. So if you're in a, if you're in a place and you'd like us to come visit you guys and do a, an MSP Alliance executive networking dinner, let us know. Drop us an email at mspzone@mspalliance.com. And, you know, we'd love to add it to our list. But, you know, we'll hit the major, you know, kind of NFL cities here in North America. Would love to get back out to Europe, Australia, Latin America. We got a lot, ton of members there, and you know, we'd love to hear from you and love to say hello again in person. On to today's topic: stop upselling managed security. What do I mean by stop upselling managed security? Well, if you're, you know, if you're looking at the stock market, right, last week or today, and you realize, wow, the tech sector is really driving a lot of the downward, you know, momentum activity, right? Sales of tech stocks have been driving a lot of the red ink on the stock market lately. Some people might, you know, look at that and say, "Well, is the managed services market, is it healthy? Is it strong?" I'll tell you, absolutely, it is. Right, number one, do not take the stock market as an indicator, any indicator of the managed services profession and its health and its momentum. Because I just talking to the MSPs from dinner last week. The first thing I kind of was listening for was, you know, hey, how are things going all across the board? And MSPs of very different sizes, some really, you know, massive, you know, multi-state MSPs, some, you know, a lot of local, you know, MSP shops, strong, overwhelmingly strong growth, strong pipeline, customer demand high, all good, right? So very, very different, you know, when you talk to MSPs and then you look at the NASDAQ, you look at the S&P, you know, which has a lot of tech stocks in that. Very, very divergent outcomes there. Back to managed security. For at least the last 2-3+ years, we have been talking here at conferences, writing about it, social media messaging about it, that the pivot, some call it a transition, some call it an evolution of the MSP into MSSP. Again, I don't want to waste time on that. We've talked about that before. I've got real issues about that, you know, kind of concept that, you know, you can't be a viable MSP unless you are an MSSP. Well, I get why people say that, but stripping away all the marketing fluff and not trying to sell you guys a security scanning software solution, right? Let other people do that. What I'm talking about is the MSPs out there need to bake into their core offerings some element of security that is fundamentally different than what they were doing, let's say, 5 years ago. If you still have the same service catalog in your managed services from 5 years ago and it has not changed dramatically, you are misfiring. Now, that may be a little over exaggeration, but I would be wagering a lot of money to say that if you haven't changed, meaning you haven't updated your service catalog in 5 years as a managed service provider, you are probably missing something or multiple things that are really critical that your customers want. And yeah, you could be some avant-garde, really ahead of the curve MSP. And I'll admit, there's some of you out there, right? But the vast majority of MSPs, if you haven't done a serious review and a serious revision of your service catalog, remember, is your is your listing, your articulation and documentation of your managed services offerings. It's your menu of services. Everything has changed in the last 5 years. Everything's changed in the last 3 years. You need to stay current. And staying current means you have something of relevance around security. And that gets back to the topic, right, which is stop upselling, right? Security shouldn't be a thing that only the privileged customers you service get to acquire. It should be baked in. It shouldn't be a choice. Like if they come to you and they say, hey, I want you to manage my IT. I want you to manage my servers and I want you to manage my desktops or my laptops or my mobile devices, whatever. Security should be part of it. No ifs, ands, or buts. No debate. It shouldn't be it's a little too pricey. Why don't you strip away some of that security stuff? I don't really need that. I just want you to manage my stuff and forget all that security. No. Don't even get involved in that type of thing. If you're talking to people who want to negotiate on security, we're going to talk about the exceptions to that rule shortly here. But if you're talking to people who want to negotiate for price or for convenience or for some other thing, some other reason, they want to negotiate and strip out security as a, you know, like it's a upsell option, like an extended warranty for their car. You are talking to the wrong company. Or you're talking to a company that does not understand what's happening out there in the world. Security needs to be infused into your core managed services offerings. And now I'll say this, it's going to be different. What that core offering is going to be different for every MSP out there. I don't care if you're in the same geographic market. I don't care if you're the same size. I don't even care if you sell to the same types of services to the same types of customers. You're going to have differences. And that's fine. That's perfectly acceptable. But you need to know what it is, and you need to come to the realization that whatever your core platform is, when I say core, I mean the minimum level of managed security offering you are willing to deliver. Every MSP's got it. You know what it is. That minimum, that core offering needs to have some element of security in it today that can't be stripped away, that isn't upsold. When I say upsold, meaning it isn't a, hey, we're happy that you're going to be a managed services customer of ours. Would you like to buy some extra security on top of that as an option for more money, right? That's what I'm talking about. That upsell, which is, it almost treats security like it's whipped cream. It's an extra. It's a cherry on the top of a managed services relationship. And that's what I think I find most objectionable about that practice, because I know that a lot of you MSPs out there have relied a lot on upsell opportunities. It's natural, and I'm not saying that upselling isn't a reality or shouldn't be a reality for you. Not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is maybe it's not security that you ought to be upselling. Upsell something else. Bundle. You want to do bundle, right? I know a lot of MSPs love to bundle, right? So you can do some other things. You can bundle, I don't know. There's so many examples. I don't want to delve into that right now, but you can bundle a lot. You can be creative about the term of your contracts. You can be, explore a lot of different opportunities where you can mix and match things and give your customer the opportunity to have something that's really customized and tailored to them. But that tailoring, that customization should not really be monkeying around with security. Your security should be, like I said, infused, woven into the very fabric of your managed services offering to the point where it can't even be removed. Can't do it. It can't be done. It can't be undone. We deliver security in our core managed services offering. You're going to get this. Even if you don't want it, you're getting it because it's a best practice. Now, that brings up our second point, which is, yeah, Charles, but there's some exceptions to the rule. We're really unique. We don't do it like that. Maybe we have larger customers and some of those customers actually have internal IT that can do that security stuff. Or maybe they are of the size that customer says, hey, we actually have another MSP who does the security. And so we don't want that. Yeah. Okay. Those would be good exceptions to the rule. But make sure, and I'll give you a little bit of advice. If you're an MSP and you're used to dealing with customers who have multiple MSP relationships, which are going to be more sophisticated, larger, more mature MSP customers, you really need to make sure that they're actually doing that, right? When I say doing that, meaning they are purchasing, they are acquiring, they have the necessary minimum table stakes security already in place. And there's only a couple of ways that they can get that. Number one, the customer does it themselves. They've got somebody inside. Maybe they've got a SOC, a security operations center. Maybe that customer actually has their own SIM product and they're doing it themselves. And so they want to go out and work with you as an MSP, and you say, hey, we're not going to sell to you unless you buy our SOC as a service. Well, you can understand why that would be potentially objectionable to a customer. And that would be an example of the exception to a rule of increasing your core managed security offering. Don't upsell. You know, that you have to be aware of. Maybe it's another product, another, you know, a security-related solution that you would consider, maybe multi-factor authentication, right? Maybe password management. I don't know. It could be many different things. But whatever, you know your customers best. And so coming up with whatever that core minimum managed services offering is with security, you know that it's going to be most applicable to the greatest number of your customers, your customer types, and you'll probably come across that, and you'll do it appropriately. But what you don't want to do is put yourself in the position of upselling something that ought to be incorporated already. Now, if some of you are saying, yeah, that's a great idea, but we can't incorporate that and keep prices the same. I never said to keep the prices the same. And if you are a customer out there and you're listening to this and you're saying, wow, don't tell the MSPs that I work with that they ought to be increasing their fees. Well, guess what? They should. The landscape has changed dramatically in the last 3 years. Dramatically. Threats have evolved. Threats have become more significant, more serious. The impact of threats and attacks are more serious, more costly. And, it's just life. It happens. And, you know, if you want to continue to operate and you want to outsource to a managed service provider because you cannot afford to do it yourself internally and you can't keep the people on staff to do the work that you need done, which is a significant reality for a lot of customers out there, working with an MSP is a great idea. It's the only way that they can stay operational. I get that. But you may have to pay more for that managed services relationship. You might have to actually pay more. But now, you should expect more, right? If you're paying more, then you should expect to get things, again, integrated into the core managed services. So maybe your MSP says, hey, you know, we're not gonna give you an option to not back up your data, right? Now, some of you may say, well, backup's not really security. You know, it's operational security, in my opinion. It's table stakes, right? It's one of those things that if the MSP is not doing it, somebody had better be doing it. That's one of many, many examples of things that ought to be done in an end user organization. And if the MSP is not doing it and charging for it, then it ought to be done by someone internally in the company or by another party, preferably another MSP. But those are the tough conversations that you MSPs have to have to really understand what your customers are doing. And if they are not willing to buy from you those things, and they just are adamant about, hey, I'm not going to pay for this, I don't want it, I'm not going to pay for it, so don't sell it to me, it's perfectly acceptable. And I've been hearing a lot of MSPs increasingly start to use this tactic, and I think it's a good one, which is to get waivers. Get waivers from your customers when they decline a service that you believe is core, it's critical, it ought to involve security, and the customer does not want it. Make them sign a waiver which says that you, the MSP, will not be liable for, I don't know, a breach, an attack, a data loss, the corresponding compliance costs, the regulatory costs, the penalties, whatever. You start to waive and disclaim liability on those types of behaviors, that will start to, you know, kind of shake your customers into reality and realize, hey, you know, this is not just a price negotiation. You better really be having someone do that backup. And if you don't, then you're not going to be able to hang that loss on the MSP, which I don't think. I know a lot of customers have been doing that for a long, long time. And that in those days and that those practices are coming to an end. And, you know, it's a tough conversation to have with customers. I get it. But you gotta have it. And I think the one of the ways that you can have that conversation go a little bit more smoothly is to just say, look, we're going to make it easy for you. We've incorporated a great security solution into our core managed services. You don't have to worry about this, 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 or this. But we have some other things that you might want to buy. But you don't put them in the awkward position of having to pay extra for the thing that ought to be core. It should be part of the managed services relationship from day one. And if security isn't it, I can't think of anything else that would be more pressing than that today. And again, every MSP is going to be different, right? Every core managed services with security solution is going to look different from MSP to MSP. Don't expect it to be identical. If that's what you're looking for out there, you MSPs, get set for disappointment, because it won't. If you lined up five MSPs and you said, hey, here's my core managed services offering, and the four other MSPs looked really different, that's to be expected. But you need to identify those core solutions. You need to price them into your managed services offering. You need to communicate that price increase, that price change to your customer, explain what they're getting that never used to be there. And by doing that simple thing, you remove the pressure of the upsell. You can upsell something else that isn't kind of critical, mission critical to that relationship. And you will tightly bind yourself to that customer. And vice versa. A customer binds themselves to the MSP so that they are operationally more secure. They budget for it. It's not a variable. It's just baked into the cost of outsourcing and leveraging the MSP. And if you're smart, MSP and customer, you will realize that the customer risk has gone down dramatically. Cost of acquiring cyber insurance should go down. The threat response, the threat and the liability of attacks, data loss, data breaches, security events, data events, and the recuperation all those things start to soften a little bit. They become easier to come back from, right? Because remember, 2022, we're no longer in the realm of, hey, you know, you're going to get through, you know, this life without having a cyber attack. It's more likely that you will at some level. You know, now we all hope that it's going to be just an attack without an actual penetration, an actual breach. But, you know, there's more than enough bad guys out there pinging away, trying to access networks that they don't, you know, belong to. That it's a when is it going to happen, not if it's going to happen type of scenario. So that's what we mean. Stop upselling managed security. Bake it in. Charge more. Your customers will be happy. You'll be happy. Everyone will sleep safer at night. Good advice. Let me know your thoughts. If you're already doing this, love to hear from you. If you've been thinking about doing this, but you've hesitated, maybe this is the kind of nudge, you know, for you to take the next step and actually get it done. Maybe in 2023, a New Year's resolution. Who knows? But it's something I think that is good advice, and hope you guys can make good use of it. Until next time.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a like. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast so you will get notified when future episodes are released. We will see you next time in the MSP Zone.